3 years ago, in the darkest corners of the internet, or more precisely on the planet Skaro message board, or more precisely somewhere else rather more complicated than even longer ago, an endeavor was undertaken that would quite literally give birth to a legend. The planet Skaro audios were born, and now the Baron of Baralis is here to tell you absolutely everything you might need to know about this message board doctor and his many audio companions, foes, and adventures in just under 50 minutes? The Baron demands you cue the titles now! So who is this doctor? Well, the Baron will tell you. The planet Skaro doctor is a calm, likable, yet authoritative figure with a tassel of light brown hair. He dresses somewhere between an Edwardian gentleman and a tramp, with a battered check jumper beneath a pinstriped velvet jacket, and finished off with an elegant trilby. The doctor likes his comforts around him, and this incarnation runs the TARDIS always with fresh supplies of Battenberg cake and English tea at hand. He'd like nothing more than to sit down and enjoy a Simon and Garfunkel concert, or a good meal, but he finds that universal events conspire to prevent him having the time for the finer things in life.
Peace at last. Oh!
You cheating, no good, double-crossing, useless, lazy space rat!
Unhand me, madam.
The doctor sympathizes with the everyman, but doesn't spare his enemies or his friends when he has a point to make.
Wait a moment, I think I've just worked out what's going on.
What's going on is we have to rescue Emma and Rob.
I don't think there's time. The time gash is splitting open the past of the planet Earth down the middle. We have to get back to 2007 and turn off Bonham's machine, or the whole world will implode.
But what about Rob, Doctor? We can't just leave him here. This isn't just some nobody, some character from history. This is Rob. I can't believe you're just going to leave him behind.
You can't see the bigger picture, Nick. You never can. You never will. Rob's a fool.
Indeed. Everything points to something rather dark bubbling beneath the surface of this incarnation. His private rooms aboard the TARDIS are always locked to his friends, and he has a rather sharp temper when he feels his companions have stepped out of line.
Thank you, Doctor. I suppose I should call the constabulary and arrange medical assistance.
I should think that's the very least you could do, don't you think?
I never wanted any of this, Doctor. Thank you for saving my precious Ritanopura.
You've got some nerve. I don't want your gratitude. I don't want anything to do with you. Ever. You can keep the gemstone and the guilt of knowing how many lives it cost you. I can't believe how much you've changed. Goodbye, Rosalind.
Oh, we better get after him, Nick.
No, Rob. Give him some space to calm down. We'll catch up with him in the morning.
He has a fun side, though. He is often underestimated by his enemies, to whom he appears to be a fool, jabbering on about tea. The Baron can confirm this. The Baron of Baralis demands to hear some of the Doctor's most exciting clips. Roll VT. AT. Whatever.
He's a jolly good.
That's enough now, Rob. I've been living in the 18th century, marooned in a time before they invented pears, so it's not pleasant, I can tell you. They had a whole shop devoted to Battenberg. A whole shop.
Perhaps they just scaled it down.
Actually, the Battenberg shop was really quite small to begin with.
Who are you anyway?
I'm the Doctor. Before you ask, yes, it is just the Doctor. passes. Let me see. Rubber duck. No.
Dr. Stapleton is the only doctor who cares for Mr. Cottonwood.
But I'm not here to treat Mr. Cottonwood.
But you said...
I said I was the doctor. The rest, you just assumed. Never a good habit to get into. Customers? So I take it this station is still getting some business of some description.
Yes, all right. For goodness sake, it's like talking to Tintin.
Just 3 short years, the planet Scaro Doctor has been assisted in his escapades by many assistants. In the beginning, there was Rob!
The Doctor's here, is he?
Of course he is! How do you think I got here? Unless, of course, you were thinking this was one of my solo adventures.
And, of course, Nick.
No! It can't be! You guys have got to be swirling my raspberry.
Nick is an alien of unknown origin, and has been travelling with the Doctor all his life. His mysterious psychic abilities have helped, and sometimes hindered the Doctor, on many an occasion.
Born of anger. Born of evil. Yes. Yes, I understand. I can hear you. I'm here. I am you.
My God! What's happened? How have you done this?
I've found the key to unlock the powerful prototype, and his name is Nick.
Rob McCow is a much more down-to-earth companion, recruited during the Autumn invasion of Patney and an unseen adventure.
I'm the Doctor.
Hello, Doctor. I'm Rob McCow. Run for your life!
Rob McCow often makes mistakes that put the TARDIS team's adventures in jeopardy, but always manages to come good in the end.
The game's over.
The game can never be over for me. And one day, you may play again.
Just so long as you don't make me play that rubbish Trilogic game!
And then there's Edward Bradley, a young man from the future, whom the Baron of Baralis has yet to meet. Although now I'm dead, I probably won't ever get to. Ed first met the Doctor when the TARDIS washed up on his spaceship, during an adventure involving the terrifying space creature, the Haniad.
You are the Doctor, and you are Edward Bradley.
How do you know that?
I can read your souls. Edward Bradley, there is brightness in you. You are not without hope.
Thanks. If you want to know how to make a boy feel special.
A reluctant adventurer. It's not always clear whose side Ed is on. But Edward Bradley has assisted the Doctor on some of his most dangerous and exciting adventures.
Someone's firing at us!
Up there, on that roof!
Quickly, into the car! Get in the car! Ah!
Right, Trap 6. Trap 6, are you receiving me? Over. Man down. I repeat, man down!
And then there's Rosalind, a female adventuress, whose unseen escapades with the Doctor came to a halt long before the Baron of Baralis joined him.
We like Doctor! We like Rosalind! Woo! Doctor! Rosalind! Woo!
Oh, Doctor, they're so cute. You know, I'm so glad you agreed to take me with you. The extraordinary things I've seen. I'm truly blessed. You've opened my eyes. Thank you.
And there's plenty more extraordinary things to see yet. Come on, let's get back to the TARDIS. I fancy a decent pot of tea.
And
a simple sandwich.
One of the problems with having a playground as big as the one our Doctor plays in is that there's bound to be lots of bullies who wish to ruin the fun. The Baron of Baralis hates bullies. As well as familiar foes such as the Mara, the Master, and those Dalek things, the planet Scaro Doctor has fought a number of all-new inspired adversaries, dreamt up for us by our members. Who could forget the ancient and powerful Protai, the insane Controller Leckard, the bastard still got my money, the so-called Minister for Peace Kestero, conman Byron Zunestra, and of course, Torgarain, that ruthless reptilian cad of the Galactic Bank. These are just a handful of the baddies the PS Doctor has encountered. The Baron of Baralis demands a compilation sequence like on that Doctor Who Confidential. Now!
Remain silence! Do not move! This station is now under the control of the Galaxian Alliance!
Anyone who tries to double-cross me will end up very, very dead!
Oh, I don't think so, Doctor.
Gem, now!
I pity that there stranger that crossed the path of Black Sam!
Well, this is odd.
Open the door to death for this gibbering imbecile. Then kick him through.
Oh no, 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 please!
Goodbye, Professor.
No!
Why should I go with you when all I need to do is take your TARDIS from you?
I'd never let that happen. I'd rather...
die, Doctor? Is that what you were about to say?
Let go of me!
Our victory is certain, Doctor.
When I come back to Tinsel, I intend to pulverize the entire miserable ball of rock.
Give back the rattan up your arm!
No! No! Leave me alone! Take it! Take it!
I shall not countenance defeat by an inferior rival. Fire at will!
It's all in the rules of the game.
Take the Doctor outside. See that he comes to some harm.
So what does the future hold for the Planet Skaro Audios? New adventures for the Doctor, Nick, Rob and Ed undoubtedly lie just around the corner. But the Doctor also needs the help of many other companions. That's right, you! The Planet Skaro TARDIS can only spin on through time and space with new stories and new posters to bring his escapades to life. So visit Planet Skaro today at www.planetskaro.org.uk and request access to the Center of Leisure, where you can join in with the fun. The Baron of Baralis is afraid it's nearly time to go. But thank you for listening, and here to go out on are some of the best bits of Planet Skaro Audios. Enjoy!
Ah, Mr. Mills, you look tired.
I am bloody tired. Nearly got trampled to death by thousands of pompous millionaires trying to find you.
No, I've never kissed a Baron before.
The Baron of Baralis does not approve of such things.
I've managed to brew a quite delicious wine from my own body waste. And the good thing is, when it comes out the other end, I can just rustle up some more.
You don't live in the real world, do you?
I hope not.
I've never liked monkeys ever since one grabbed hold of my unmentionables at Colchester Zoo.
You'll understand why I was immediately drawn to your jacket. The classic tailor's fur thongs.
You certainly know your haberdashery, Mr. Zenestra.
Excuse me a moment. I need to go and find my friend Nick. And I'm having trouble hearing myself over the honk of your trousers.
Coffee?
Thanks. White, no sugar.
I should have guessed. You're sweet enough already.
What?
Hang about. What if I use my sonic doohickey to reverse the polarityingtons of the neutronington flow-me-what's-its?
You're one weird guy, Rob.
Oh, this excitement is all too much for me.
I know a song called Too Much.
Everybody's good at cooking something, and I'm good at cooking crumble.
Now she would make great companion material.
And I think I've just worked out who pushed Brian Jones into that swimming pool.
It's for the good of the web of time, Rob.
This is intolerable! Where are my eggs? Hold me down, you slut!
That's the spirit, some good old enthusiasm.
Wincy!
Anne!
Wincy!
Anne!
Pack it in, you two.
Mocha cappuccinos with caramel dips and fondant fancies all round then, fellas!
Sorry to interrupt the party, everyone, but is there any chance of a decent cup of tea?
Hello, Quincy. Looks like the ghost of Cat Bears is sitting on the show.
It was the butler?
in the drawing room with the candlestick. Cluedo!
I'm never quite sure. You will all insist on having the same paint job. It makes it very hard to tell which one of you I've met and which I haven't.
Oh, the best friend anyone could ever have, ever!
It's not my birthday.
Why, you? We met the doctor!
We must always consider the effect.
Good God, how long has he been talking now?
He hasn't even stopped for breath. I'm thinking of faking an assassination attempt on my own life.
Blast! If only the Baron had thought of that.
Thank you ever so much for your time, Lionel.
My name is Lionel, sir.
But of course it is. Lionel with the dials.
He's ready, boys. Shall I be mother?
If you like, girlfriend.
What are you doing with that Galacto sausage waitress in your arms?
You stupid woman. Can't you see she's got barbecue sauce in her eye? I'll help her retrieve a contact lens, you daft old bat.
I've got better things to do than see yet another of his rubbish inventions. I remember the battery-operated football he made me when I was getting too tired exercising, and the nostalgia-powered cooker that exploded when Granny Bonham tried to boil an egg while Last of the Summer Wine was on.
Where is he then? I bet he kept John Men up all night reminiscing or something, young him.
I'm afraid he left some hours ago.
What? That's typical of the man. I may not be a history major, but even I know that the 21st century is when everything changes.
The Golden Moon. Doctor, why do we only ever visit space stations with gay names?
I can't even visit my girlfriend without crashing into a freaky space tree. I just knew I shouldn't have got up this morning.
Damn it, Sally, you aren't gonna die. I paid $70 for those lightweight performance-enhancing shoulder pads.
Goodbye, Mr. Marwood.
Goodbye. Why are you...